This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A lesson now in how not all identity theft is created equal. Your credit card number gets stolen, not all that big a deal. It's a problem, but you get a new one in the mail. Your medical data gets stolen, and it does. That's a whole nother thing, and in ways you might not even have thought of, as Marketplace's Tim Fitzsimmons tells us.
Back in January, the old way of doing medical records, papers stuffed into a filing cabinet, literally went up in flames in Brooklyn, New York. A 7-alarm fire ripped through a warehouse.
The paper inside this place has fueled the inferno. It's stacked from floor to ceiling with millions of documents, some from the city, including paperwork from courts and hospitals.
Those papers, with personal data clearly visible, fluttered all around New York and into the East River. City officials had to fish them out of the icy water with nets. With medical records increasingly digitized, it's not just fire or burglars, but hackers and identity thieves that consumers have to worry about. Dwayne Malanson, chief tech officer at Tripwire, says at first, health data hackers mostly looked for credit card and bank information.
But we've seen it evolve to really target personal data a lot more heavily, and that made medical records a lot, much more attractive target.
Peter Robichaud, a healthcare security expert and author of a book on the same topic, says when criminals receive information, they often hold it and wait.
So someone might have had their information stolen, sold to the highest bidder, and they won't know that it's being used for another year or 2 years or 3 years.
Contrast that to getting your credit card number stolen. Sometimes you get a phone call within seconds after it's been used. But here's the real kicker. Your health data, be it stolen or surreptitiously gathered by some of those apps and devices, could end up being used in predictive consumer scores. They're like credit scores, but they predict different things about consumers.
In proclivity to commit fraud, their medication adherence score, their likely spend on healthcare score.
That's Frank Pasquale, professor of law at the University of Maryland. He says the industry is largely unregulated.
And under the veil of trade secrecy, they essentially say, look, we're not going to tell anybody what's in here.
Without more stringent data security and privacy rules, this problem isn't going to be over anytime soon. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.